morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning. Thanking you for taking time to tune us in. Trust that you will receive a blessing today from the broadcast. And then, of course, send it out to the shut-ins. Those that's not able to go to church, I trust that God will extend to you that helping hand of grace as you ask Him for that today. He said He'd never leave us and He'd never forsake us. He's always there. I praise God for that this morning. So it's a real joy to come every Sunday morning. Hope you're getting ready to go to church, you that can go. Be in the house of God today. We invite you to come be with us here at Mountain View Baptist, where Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. Trust you will come today and receive a blessing from coming. And I thank God for His blessing. Appreciate the soul that was saved last week. And boy, that's a blessing to see someone walk the aisle and get saved by God's amazing grace. Amen. So it's good to be here this morning. We thank God for this opportunity, open door, that we can come before the microphone once again and try to tell you some good news from the Word of God today. You make plans now. Be in church this morning. Don't lay at the house when you can go. Don't lay at the house. It's not good to be there when you can be in church. Jesus had a reason for establishing the church, and He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so he loves the church, and he loves the local assembly that he helped to institute, that we might have a place together and hear the Word of God, and sing the songs, and testify the good grace of God, send out missionaries around the world, and preach the gospel to those that's unsaved. So you be in church today if you can. And don't have a church home, you come visit us here at Mountain View. We'd love to have you come visit with us. Who knows, God might want you here. And so you come today and receive a blessing from the Lord. All right? All right, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for the needs this morning. We've got a lot of folks to pray for and a lot of needs. And you have some on your heart today that certainly needs help. And I trust that you'll carry them to the throne of grace this morning. And tell the Lord about it. Amen. Tell the Lord about it, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And so there's a lot to pray for, a lot of people to pray for this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence. God, we thank you for this day, the privilege, Lord, to be in the house of God this morning. We have a place to go, a place to worship, a place to praise you, and a place, Lord, to be fed by the Word of God. And I pray you'd bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Every heart needs help. God, I pray as they look to you, you extend that grace unto them, Father. And that sinner that's lost, oh God, would you please trouble that heart today. Please, Lord, may you bring conviction upon that soul this morning, that they turn their heart to the Savior before it's too late. Lord, I know time's growing short, hell's real, and it's enlarging itself every day. Multitudes are going to hell every day. Lord, help us to rescue the perishing, and Lord, be a witness to them that knows not the grace of God nor the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way now, Father. Use the broadcast for your glory and for your honor. God, touch our nation today. God, I pray, Lord, you'd extend mercy to our nation today, awakening the hearts of the people of this land to turn to the Lord before it's too late. And everything you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you today. So you listen as they sing. Listen to the words of it.
When the world is crumbling around you and everything goes wrong and it seems like there's no use to carry on, just remember Jesus loves you and cares for His own. So trust in Him when hope is almost gone. Standing somewhere in the shadows, stand.
Well, he's always there. Aren't you glad of that this morning? He don't disappoint you. He's never late. He's always listening. He never sleeps. And he never tarries. He's always on time. We don't know. Our timetable is not like his. He knows the present. He knows the past. He knows the future. He knows when you need help and how you need help. He certainly will help you today. Trust that was a blessing to you. All right, we have one more now. You listen as they sing.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. Don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me, and the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood.
Amen. Well, glad he holds it. And he holds our hand. I'm not holding the his. I might turn loose. But he holds us. And we're safe and secure with the Lord today. Amen. Mark chapter 4 this morning. Mark chapter 4. I'm going to turn there for a little while today and try to be a blessing to you this morning. Mark chapter 4. Now, don't forget, be in church today. I'm sending out there shut-ins. Trust it to be a blessing to your heart this morning. And as you look to the Lord for strength and help in this day. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. In the same day when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's reading down through verse 35 through verse 41 there of Mark chapter 4. I want to preach on the subject for a little while this morning, simply on this thought, what's wrong with a storm? What is wrong with a storm? Now, we all try to avoid storms. We don't like to go through a storm. We don't like to be in the storm. We don't like to anticipate a storm. It's something we avoid. But in the midst of the storm, the Lord's talking about here, the Lord Jesus is always there in the midst of a storm. Now, he's dealing with his disciples here today. Of course, you know the context of this. He's learning them. They're in school. They're learning about the things of God. They are being trained every day by the greatest leader that ever has lived on the face of this earth, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. They're being trained, and so they've got something to learn, a lot of things to learn. You and I've got things to learn today. And you know, the storms of life sometimes learns us. It learns us of our dependency upon the Lord and His ability, and all these things we see in the midst of a storm. We learn the uncertainty of life. We know that when life comes, it's just like a vapor. It appears for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. And we see storms come upon us. We've got financial storms. We have family storms. We've got spiritual storms in our life. We have things that we face through our life as a child of God, even as an individual. Storms come upon everybody. And then we find that he's talking about, of course, here. Let's just notice some things about what he's talking about here today. Storms are reality of the journey. Now, Jesus said there in verse 35, let us pass over unto the other side. Let us pass over. And so in that, if they had faith and they were listening, and that's the problem that we have today, we're not listening to what the Lord's saying. He tells us things and we see right through them. We don't comprehend what he's saying unto us by his precious word. But he said, let us go over unto the other side. Now, to comprehension in hindsight was that they were going to the other side. Jesus was going and they were going. He told them, let us go over unto the other side. He didn't say, let us try to go over to the other side. He didn't say, maybe we can make it to the other side. No, he said, let us go over unto the other side. He was going there. There was a confidence that he had as a leader that he was going to get them to the other side. And so we need that same thing today in our lives, having confidence in the leader. And that's what he was trying to instill in the hearts of those disciples there, was their dependency upon him. And so he knew in his heart that he was going to go away one day, going to leave them. And that there was many things they needed to learn about living without the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh being with them. But then we know that when he went away, he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ lives in our hearts today through the Holy Spirit of God. And so we know we've got his presence. But there they were learning those things. There's many things that we know today as children of God because of our experience and because of the Bible that we have written for us and preserved for us for every generation. We know by reading the Bible that we gain confidence in the Lord and what he will do and what he's going to do for us. And so we found that it was the reality of the journey. There's a storm's a reality. He knew that there was going to be a storm. It didn't take him by surprise. He wasn't surprised by the storm that came upon the sea. He knew it was going to be there. He knew exactly what was going to take place. And you know, he was left on the other side without a boat. And so he was going to make it. And so there's the opportunity that they have. to go to the other side. And so that he was in the ship. The Bible said he got in the ship. And, of course, the other instance was when he went over, he was walking by them. But this one is when he was in the ship, and there he was with them in the ship. And so the storm is a reality. He knew what was going to take place. And so anticipation of the storm, you know how we do. When there's a storm coming up in our homes, we fail to sleep like we should. We stay up and see if something's going to happen. And here we find the Savior just went to bed. He went to sleep. You don't find the Lord sleeping many times in the Scriptures. You just don't find it there. But he is sleeping in the midst of a storm. He was trying to learn them something, not to be alarmed when the storm comes our way. So we find there is the reality of the storm. And he knows our frame. He knows our limitations. He knows what we can take or what we can go through with and endure. God knows that. Then we find, secondly, the storms bring alarm and concern. Verse 37, the Bible said, "There rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, and so that it was now full." I mean, there was it was cause for alarm. But you notice now when the storms arise. Now there was other little ships with them. There was other ships with them. And you might look at today in application to the fact of it, there's folks with us all around us that are watching us in the midst of the storm that they're in also. Look at our children, our grandchildren, the friends, and those that are watching us as we confront the storm that's coming upon our life. And they learn how we respond to the storm that arises in our life. And so they're watching us. The young Christians are watching us. As adult Christians, we supposedly are mature and maturing daily. We ought to be growing daily in the grace of God. And so we find that the young Christians are watching us, and they're seeing how we respond to the storm that's around us. We're seeing a great thing happening today in our land. We've got a great storm in our land today. America's going through a storm, one of the greatest storms she's been through. And so she's going through that. And we've got a lot of young Christians that are watching us today as adult people, adult Christians that are supposedly mature in the things of God. How we're responding to the storm that's going on in our land today. And so they're watching us, how we handle the storm. It's a storm of wind. It creates water. Waves. It beats the ship. It's not always easy to go through a storm. It's something that we face every day, that we face in our lifetime. Many storms of life comes our way, and those that are watching us, they want to know how that we're facing the things that we're facing today. How do we respond to them? How do we respond to that storm? And how we react to the storm? How does our actions a lot of times ought to be right? Our reactions also ought to be right. How we react to the storm, it shows our faith. And so the storms brings alarm and concern. They concern the Savior. How they concern the Savior. The Bible said he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Here the Lord is. The storm's raging. The wind's beating. The waves are high. The boat's tossed to and fro. And he's asleep on a pillow. It was just rocking the Savior to sleep. Amen. And so you know how much he had trusted his God. He trusted him enough to go to sleep. And that's the way we ought to be today in the midst of a storm. We ought to be able to have peace in the midst of a storm when storms come our way. So they concern the Savior. Storms are always concerning to the Savior. They awake him. The Bible said they awoke him from sleep. And at verse 38, they said to him, and they awake him, and they say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" What a foolish question that we sometimes ask our Lord. What a foolish question we sometimes say to God, don't you care about me? Don't you care that we're going to perish? Don't you care about my bills? Don't you care about my welfare? Don't you care about my situation? Aren't you aware? Don't you care? Oh, what a foolish questions arise sometimes because of a lack of faith in the Lord that redeemed us and saved us by His grace. The Lord watched them board the ship. The Lord watched them as they began to row to the other side, went back and went to sleep. Amen. Went to sleep. And so they plead with Him, forgetting His knowledge. Does the Lord know about the storm? Sure He knew about the storm. Was they going to get to the other side? Sure they were going to the other side. He said, we're going to the other side. And so He was aware, they concerned the Savior. He very much concerned Him. I tell you, whatever storm you're facing today, whatever thing you're going through with this morning, it's concerning to the Savior. If you are born again, a child of God, things are not just accidents in your life. There's a purpose to those things. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. And so storms concern the Savior. Carest thou not? They ask Him. And the disciples, now remember, were still in a state of development. How they were still being developed into leaders that was going to take a part in the early church. And so they were being developed as a leader. And so the question arose, does He not care? Look at Him. He's asleep back there. And we're now said they were biting their fingernails. They were pulling their hair. They were afraid they're going to drown. They was afraid the boat was going to capsize. And Jesus laying there on a pillow asleep in the midst of the storm. And so they was wondering if He cared or not. Does He not concerned about our situation? Oh, yes, He did. And so we find that Jesus, of course, and He arose. Oh, yes, He got up. He let Himself be known. You know, sometimes that's all it takes in the midst of a storm that we're in is for Jesus just to get up and make Himself known. Just to get up and make Himself known. And so the Bible said He arose. And then what did He do? He rebuked the storm. He rebuked the wind, the Bible said, and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm there on the water. Why? Because the Savior spoke to the need that was in the life of those apostles and those disciples there on the ship. Now, don't forget, there was other little ships out there in the storm also. But you know what was the main part of that storm? Was that Jesus was there in that ship, and Jesus calmed the sea. Oh, yes, He did. Thank God for the Savior. He's concerned. He cares. He knows. And so the storms are subject unto Him. Amen. They're subject unto Him. First of all, He stood up. Amen. He arose. And the earth is His footstool anyway. Why shouldn't He get up? Amen. And so the Bible said He makes Himself known. And then the Bible said He speaks up. Oh, yes, He gets up. And then He speaks up. Aren't you glad the Lord's around when you need Him? Aren't you glad, praise God, that He lets Himself be known unto you? How we're so finite, we're so fleshly, we're so faithless. How many times in our life when we face the storms of life, and God knows about all of that, He don't condemn us for it. He just reproves us sometimes because, oh, ye have little faith. He many times has said the disciples, has said to them, oh, ye have little faith. When their faith failed. Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief is our cry many times in our trials that we're facing in this life, and the storms come our way, and when it seems like there's no end in sight, and we wonder what in the world are we going to do? Listen, just wake up the Savior. Amen. Just wake Him up. He's there. He's on call. That's the reason you can get on your knees, and my friend, the middle of the night when the storms are raging around you and assailing your soul and your family, I'm going to tell you, brother, you can get on your knees and call on the Savior and wake Him up, in a sense speaking, because we know He don't sleep, but He was sleeping there. But today never sleeps and is always awake and always aware of what we stand in need of in this life today. So listen, He speaks up, and then He said, peace be still. It feels good when you hear the Savior say, peace be still. still. Boy, I tell you, that puts a calm in your soul and the spring in your step when you know the Lord's rebuking the wind. When God answers prayer, when God moves on the situation that we're in, and when God begins to touch us and help us in this walk of life, and sometimes we feel helpless and we feel hopeless, and we say there's no use a lot of times, but just wake up the Savior and just let Him know what your need is. And brother, He's concerned and He cares about you. As children of God, He cares and He knows that your situation today. So there's spiritual storms, and there's family storms, and there's financial storms, and there's church storms, but just wake up the Savior. Brother, get on your knees before the Lord and call out to the Savior today. He's waiting on your call. Amen. He knew the storm was going to happen before it ever happened. What was He waiting on? He was waiting on them to wake Him up. Amen. If they didn't have enough faith to get to the other side and just keep on rowing, He was there waiting on them to wake Him up. Listen, there's sometimes you just got to wake Him up. When your faith begins to fail and when your faith goes dim, just wake up the Savior and tell Him your situation and tell Him your need and tell Him your problem. And brother, He will be there right on time. Aren't you glad we got a Savior like that today? The Lord cares. He knows and He understands where you're at this morning. Just let Him know. Amen. Listen, you carried that burden long enough. You've carried that thing in your life long enough. Just put it on the Lord, casting all your care upon Him, for He cared for you. Place it upon the altar. Get it before God. You've carried that burden long enough. Wake Him up. I let Him know where you stand. I talk to Him about your situation. He wants you to tell Him what you need. Amen. He wants you to call upon Him and He'll answer you. How many times in the Bible did God's people call upon the Lord in the midst of a stormy situation and when things weren't going good and the Lord answered their prayers and God came on the scene, began to work in their situation. I'm glad we're serving a God just like that. He knows the future. He knows what you need. He knows what you're facing. And He stands there waiting on you. Just wake Him up. Just wake Him up so He can sit up and speak up and get rid of your situation and help you in the midst of that. He may not deliver you from the storm, but He'll certainly be there with you in the storm. Amen. So just wake Him up this morning. Let Him know where you stand and your spiritual situation. Don't be ashamed to wake the Savior up. Don't be ashamed to say, Lord, I can't do it by myself. I've got to have some help. Just call on the Lord and He'll answer you. God bless you until next week at this same time. Amen.